You're listening to WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. And in studio with us this morning, Brent Onslinger, Outdoor Recreation Program Manager for Five Rivers Metro Parks. Brent, you're here to talk about the International Trail Symposium, which is coming up May 7th through the 10th at the Dayton Convention Center. Let's talk about this event. And then there's a lot going on with the Metro Parks. We'll touch on that as well.
I mean, thanks for having me. We're really excited about the International Trail Symposium being in Dayton. It's kind of been a nine-year project from the time we started recruiting that. And so it's a thrill to have that in town and really to showcase to the world our own trail system and our own outdoor recreation kind of community to help celebrate and kind of host that event. There's 12 countries and 42 states represented in the attendees. And so it's really truly an international audience coming to Dayton, and they'll be traveling throughout the region to experience our trails and our parks and natural assets.
Great. So let's talk about some of the activities there. There's going to be a climbing wall and a pump track. Explain.
Yeah. So basically on Sunday at noon, things kick off for the public. So this is a professional conference where people are traveling in and spending some dollars to attend the professional part of the conference. But it also has some aspects that are available to the public for free. And so I definitely want to let people know about the free public day, which is from noon to 5 o'clock Sunday, May 7th. And so you can come down to the Dayton Convention Center. The expo will be open. There will be a pump track, which is kind of, BMX or mountain bikes on that going around a loop course. And then there's also the rock wall. There'll be music going on. The exhibitors will be on full display. And then there's presentations that are available to the public. And really this year there's a theme with the National Trail System because this symposium is kicking off a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the National Trail System Act. And so we want to celebrate our national scenic trails and other national trails that we have, like our National Recreation Trail, the Great Miami River, and our Great Miami River Water Trail, which is a national water trail. Those are all being celebrated as a kickoff to that celebration as well. So come down to hear talks on the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, the North Country National Scenic Trail, which is our local national scenic trail. It runs from New York to North Dakota right through the Dayton area, and Yellow Springs. So there's talks on Brazilian trails and all kinds of different presentations as well. So we invite you down.
Nice. And speaking of trails, Five Rivers Metro Parks has just done something very interesting with more than 600 miles of trails.
So in 2013, Google launched a program where you could apply and receive one of their huge 15 camera units that's built, it's put on a backpack. So imagine, most people are familiar with Street View with the car that drives around. Imagine that camera on a backpack. This is about a 50-pound backpack, kind of awkward. Camera hangs high above your head. And they loaned that out. We were lucky enough to get it from May through October last year. And through that project and working with regional partners throughout mainly Southwest Ohio, but all the way to Columbus, we were able to cover over 600 miles of trail with that unit. We covered all of Five Rivers Metro Parks hiking trails, equestrian trails, mountain bike trails. We also covered all of the nation's largest paved trail network, which runs from Cincinnati up to Piqua, on to down to Franklin on the Great Miami, across through London, all the way into Columbus. We even did up to Bell Fountain, even though that's not paved yet, but we wanted to cover every bit of the trail, and we were able to do that. We even took it down the rivers and covered the Great Miami River National Water Trail from basically all of Montgomery County, and also did some of the Stillwater and Mad River. So you can, last week it launched live on Google, where you can now go onto Google, and just like you could go see the street view on a street, you can now go to street view on a trail. And so it's really cool to kind of put yourself in the middle of the Mad River Run, which is our whitewater feature in Eastwood Metro Park, and see it from the paddler's perspective. And so we think this is going to do big things from the standpoint of people being able to have access to information. So even if you're local and you've wanted to see what's that section of trail I've heard about over south of Miamisburg, like, or what's that trail up towards Piqua like, or what's the mountain bike trails at Mamba look like? All those things, now you can sit at home and kind of plan your adventure the next day and be more comfortable with what you're getting into. And that should help people really be able to use those trails in a different way and be able to get out there more. And it's not about avoiding using the trails and doing it virtually. It's about using that to access information so you can still connect to nature by getting out on the trails.
And you mentioned the river and kayaking. Riverscape, the River Run, expected to open up this week. Let's talk about that.
Completion of the whitewater features or structures in the river there next near Riverscape. So there's one structure right in front of Riverscape Metro Park in downtown Dayton. There's another one just down at the site of the old low dam that had existed in front of the Dayton Art Institute. So this project, I look at it from three angles. There's a safety component to it. So there's no longer a low dam in downtown Dayton, which is usually considered to be a dangerous thing to have in a river. It scares people from using the river recreationally. It's just not something to be around in the river. That's no longer there. So the one structure was built basically on top of that. And so the dangerous hydraulics now not there that had been there from the low dam perspective. So now there's a casual canoe chute for paddlers who want to go through. And then there's a whitewater play wave where kayakers can get in there and work on their whatever they're working on in a play wave. Some of those are play boaters doing fancy tricks. Others are just trying to what's called surf in those. You'll see stand-up paddleboards in that. And then the same thing with the structure up towards Riverscape. There's kind of the casual chute and then more of that play wave. And so you now have the safety aspect, but now we look at the recreational aspect. Now somebody can put in at Harshman Road at Eastwood Metro Park and paddle all the way through downtown towards Carillon Park. And there's plans to kind of remove a low dam down there and you can keep going. But right now you can get through downtown Dayton finally without having to portage around a low dam. And that's an exciting thing from a recreational standpoint. So the through paddle is one aspect of that. The play boater is another aspect in the wave. And so you have all kinds of different ways to use that feature. So that's kind of cool. And then there's the conservation angle. The aeration that creates in the river really helps the aquatic habitat. So you've got safety, conservation, and recreation that kind of wrap around that project.
Well, great. We've talked about the River Run at Riverscape, Google Trekker, and also the International Trails Symposium. And tell us where people can find details on everything going on at Five Rivers.
Well, they can go to at Five Rivers Metroparks, you can go to metroparks.org. But for the Trail Symposium, you can go to americantrails.org/2017. And definitely a big thing to note is Monday night, Riverscape Metro Park, 7 to 11 o'clock, is the Trails Rock Party. The Sly Band will be playing there. Craft beer will be sold benefiting Bike Miami Valley and the Buckeye Trail Association. And so that's a big party the public's invited to join the trail professionals. So at Riverscape Metro Park, Monday, May 8th, 7 to 11 o'clock. And then Tuesday, to wrap things up, is kind of a huge week in Dayton from an outdoor adventure standpoint, because we are the outdoor adventure capital of the Midwest. On Tuesday at 10:30 p.m. at Dayton Beer Company, they're having a contest to design the can for the Trailtown Pale Ale, a brand new beer that's actually available now. And there's voting going on now through Tuesday evening to vote on the best can design for the Trailtown Pale Ale. So that kind of is culminating the week here of outdoor adventure that we have with the International Trail Symposium. So Dayton Beer Company is the place to be on Tuesday night.
Great. Brent Onslinger, Outdoor Recreation Program Manager with Five Rivers Metro Parks. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.